in every single instance, the specific name that is used for God in the original text signifies what aspect, what characteristic, if you will, of God, of the Most High, is operating in this particular instance. For instance, perfect example, Genesis chapter 1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The word there for God is Elohim. Elohim is significant of the plural masculine nature of God. So there we see right there in the beginning, we see the Trinity working and creating in unity. It says that in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth, and the Ruach HaKodesh hovered over the face of the waters. Woo! The Ruach. The Ruach. So here in Romans chapter 12, we see the specific name. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yah, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Yahuwah, which is a reasonable service. Everybody say Yahweh. Say it one more time. Yahweh. So it says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Yahuwah, which is your reasonable service. The name Yahuwah there, it means I am he who breathes life. Behold the nailed hands. He who breathes life. He who breathes this is who we are presenting ourselves to. He who breathes life. Just for a second, let's just get a cat. Like, what does it mean that it's he who breathes life? Well, okay, well, we gotta understand, because if I'm gonna present myself as a living sacrifice, that's very weighty. How can I present myself a living sacrifice to someone that I do not know, that I do not understand the characteristic of this master? If I have the opportunity to present myself willingly, it's not saying that this Yahuwah, this Most High, this Yah that I am submitting to is forcing me to do this. Therefore, I have all the opportunity to find out the very nature of this God that I am going to choose to serve. And here we see in the text, it says, he who breathes life. Well, what does that mean? What does that signify? Well, we see here in the text, in Genesis, here in chapter 1, verse 26. I'm sorry. In chapter 2, verse 7, it's so beautiful. The Bible says, and Yahuwah Elohim formed the man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Oh my God. I'll read it again. And Yahuwah Elohim formed the man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living soul. Every breath we breathe is the breath of Yahuwah. Every breath we breathe is the breath of Yahweh. So in the text here in Romans chapter 12, as Shaul says here, I beseech you, I beg of you, by the mercies of Yah, present yourselves a living sacrifice. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Yahuwah, which is your reasonable service. And so the question that arises is, what does it mean to sacrifice? How is it that I can be living and sacrificing? What is it that I must sacrifice? And the answer to that question is quite simple, because we can answer what happens if we don't sacrifice. If our brother Shaul is begging us, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, meaning the hand of God's wrath is being stayed for you, my brother. The hand of God's wrath is being stayed for you, my sister, because this is the indicative of mercy. The holding back of recompense that is due. So he says, I beseech you, by the mercies of God, present yourselves living sacrifice. Pay attention. I want you to get this. I want you to get this deep into your spirit, because this is how we will see what it is that we need to sacrifice. If I must be living, I must be sacrificing. If I must be living, I must be sacrificing. And therefore we know that if I am not sacrificing, I'm not living. And we know that when we're not living, it's in those times, in those seasons, when the weight of what we are too weak to carry is crushing us. My brothers and sisters, the thing that you need to sacrifice is the thing that is crushing you, the thing that is dragging you down. What we won't let go, it's crushing us. What we won't let go is dragging us down. What we won't let go is slowing us down in the race. It's holding us back from our opportunities. It's holding us back from our dreams. It's holding us back from our savings. It's holding us back from our blessings. It's holding us back from our promotions. It's holding us back from financial independence, because God is saying, that thing that you won't let go, that thing that is letting you drag you back, it's dragging you back over and over and over again, because you don't understand, my son, that I've given you that burden. I've given you that addiction, that affliction, that struggling with lust, that struggling with this, that struggling with that. You don't know why you can't stop drinking. You don't know why you can't stop smoking. You don't know why you have a proclivity to whoremongering. You don't know all of these things, and you think it's something wrong with you, and you think it's generational curses, but you just don't know the weight of the anointing on your life. I must give you a weight that will crush you unless you bring it to me. I allowed these things to happen. I allowed that pain to touch you so early, so that you would already have a weight that you had to bring to me. And therefore, if you must be living, you must be sacrificing. you must be bringing unto me that which is too heavy for you to carry. But if you don't want to sacrifice it, I'll allow you to carry it. But it's too strong for you. It will crush you. It will drag you down. It will be the shackles upon your feet as you drown in the ocean. But sacrifice is the key.